This afternoon, some educators will gather outside the Arizona Chamber of Commerce to protest the group that funded the efforts to stop the Invest in Ed initiative that would have put a tax on the state's richest residents to help fund education in our state. Last week, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled the initiative would not be on November's ballot after the chamber challenged the effort on multiple fronts.
The Invest in Ed effort, as well as larger Red for Ed movement we've seen happen this year, came in response to a broader education funding battle in our state. Arizona teachers rank among some of the lowest paid in the country, and there has been an ongoing teacher shortage here for years.
And a new report shows the teacher shortage in our state's K-12 schools is ongoing.
For the fourth consecutive year, the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association surveyed schools across the state and found that 25% of teacher vacancies across the state remained unfilled, and almost half of the vacancies are filled by teachers who do not meet the state's certification requirements. For more on what exactly they found and what they think needs to be done about it, I spoke with Laura Elizondo earlier this morning. She's the president-elect of ASPA and the HR director for the Avondale Elementary School District.
So the ultimate big picture view is that there are 72% of our teacher positions in the state that are filled by either non-standard certified personnel or remain unfilled at this point in the state of Arizona.
How does that compare to years past? Is this at all getting better?
Slightly, I would say, but not significantly better, and definitely not enough to be able to fill the vacancies in the classrooms for teaching staff.
Right. So obviously, this report has been done for several years now, and the teacher shortage has been ongoing for several years. This is a problem we've known about. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about what your organization thinks needs to be done. This has been the subject of walkouts. This has been the subject of the Red for Ed movement and the attempt at an Invest in Ed initiative on the ballot. I wonder if there are any ideas that are still out there that have not been tried at this point.
Well, I think just in general, any review of the funding that does come into public education should continue to be on the forefront of the state's review for opportunities and ways to continue to fund public education. Certainly the increase that was, you know, the funding that did come through last year and will continue to come through helps, but it's nowhere near the level that it needs to be to say that the problem has been resolved. And so there's always new ways that may have not been looked into, but just a continued look into the funding source for public education as a state holistically.
So you think this does have to do with just getting money into the school system? And do you think that teacher pay will directly result in filling these vacancies and helping with this ongoing teacher shortage?
I do believe so. I think that there's a lot to be said for what districts are doing and, you know, schools in general are doing for filling the other buckets that as a teacher or as a staff member are needed. But certainly when we look at, you know, livelihood and sustainability for families and support, the number one thing is a good balance of pay and then the rest of the stuff that comes with it. But pay for sure is the number one priority for any head of a household to ensure that their family is taken care of. So that is what we hear quite often.
Yeah. How are students in the end here feeling the results of this teacher shortage? And does it make a difference that some of these jobs aren't being filled and that the ones that are being filled by people who do not meet the certification requirements?
I think that's a two-edged sword, if you will, in that the districts are having to put a lot more effort to supporting the teachers that come from a non-traditional certification route. And so we're having to put those efforts into bringing them to up to speed on where other staff members are, the knowledge behind a four-year degree in the teaching field and whatnot. But then also, as you said, the students are getting the impact of that because there definitely is a learning curve for some of our staff that are coming without the traditional standard method of certification. And so for them to get up to speed and for them to get the students up to speed, for them to build the rapport and get that relationship going with the students, does take a little bit more time because they're learning it on the spot and it's on the job training versus having some of those theoretical knowledges and just the abilities to put that together in a classroom prior to just jumping in and getting into the classroom. So I definitely think that the students do have an impact on it, but certainly districts and schools are, you know, doing our best bet to make sure that they're well equipped and prepared for it.
Okay. Laura Elizondo is the president-elect of the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association. Laura, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
You are very welcome. Thank you so much.